Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Hot off the wire is brought to you by Kid Ink, or actually RCA Records. Kid Ink is back with his newest album, Full Speed, in stores tomorrow. Album features the hit singles Body Language, featuring Usher and Tinashe, Hotel, featuring Chris Brown. Also includes appearances by R. Kelly, Trey Songz, Young Thugs, and more in stores tomorrow. Tragic news for the family of Whitney Houston. The late star's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, is said to be unresponsive and only breathing with the assistance of a ventilator. Reports are that she is losing brain function, and doctors have told her family to prepare for the worst. 21-year-old Bobby Christina was found face down in a bathtub Saturday and was not breathing. Her father, Bobby Brown, is by her side. L.A. Sheriff's Office is reviewing video of the Suge Knight hit and run. Now, I heard this, and then I also heard that the cameras are broken and turned around in one place. Police believe Suge hit the men intentionally. His lawyer told the L.A. Times that he was fleeing for his life after a group of people tried to remove him from his vehicle. Suge is expected to post his $2 million bail today. So regardless if he did it accidentally, it still was a hit and run because he hit him and then left the scene of the crime. The rumors were true. Missy Elliott did indeed join Katy Perry for the Super Bowl halftime show, along with an appearance from Lenny Kravitz. Missy performed Get Your Freak On, Work It, Lose Control. Ahead of that game, Katy had promised that there would be some throwback surprises for her fans. Remember the woman 50 Cent got into a Twitter fight with last week, Tatted Up Holly? If your name is Tatted Up Holly, to me that just means stank. I mean, Tatted Up Holly.
Wow.
Anyway, he called her community property. How about 50 and ASAP Rocky seem to now be beefing over Lil Stank? 50 posted a screenshot of an apparent private chat between she and ASAP with the caption, PMs. Quote, "The last time I saw Rocky, he had a dress on." He also called Rocky a punk and said he couldn't afford Holly's habits. Oh, but you can. Rocky tweeted that 50 was acting like a jealous sugar daddy.
Whoa.
Hashtag he is. Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Rush, she may have to take a break from performing. Rumor has it she's addicted to codeine. Now, this is sad, if it's true. They say she had a major lip... Well, they didn't say. I saw the video. She had a major lip sync fail while performing at the 2015 Jazz and Blues Festival over the weekend. She either forgot the words to her songs or was singing completely different songs. It was so bad. Moved across the stage, tried to get in, you know, places where you really couldn't see her lips moving. It's just so sad. And they say that she got addicted to the codeine after, you know, doctors told her to take a break, you know,
and
because she was
of course, all
issues.
Alleged. All alleged.
Yes, yes. Rumor, rumor, rumor. D'Angelo made a statement with his first performance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He performed a song called The Charade, which takes on the subject of racial inequality in America. His background singers wore I Can't Breathe and Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Meanwhile, more big names are joining Eddie Murphy for Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary special next weekend. Now the list includes former Saturday Night Live alumni Chevy Chase, Jimmy Fallon, Adam Sandler, Tina Fey, Melissa McCarthy, Justin Timberlake, Jerry Seinfeld, Derek Jeter, Emma Stone, Steve Martin, Paul McCartney, Robert De Niro. This is going to be so...
40th anniversary.
How are they going to have enough time?
I know.
They better extend the show.
Extra hour. Oh.
Yeah. So Jay-Z's taking over the world, guys. He just bought a Spiro from $56 million. You're like, what's a Spiro? It's a Scandinavian music streaming company. Now, you know, Rihanna, Beyonce, bet you their new music is going to be streamed on a Spiro. What you bet about that, Russ?
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Very smart.
Getting ahead of it. Yep. Always getting ahead of it.
Always. The 46th NAACP Image Awards and poor Dame Dash, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Poor Dame. I'm sorry, I just thought about it. Jay-Z know he can get that boy some money. The 46th NAACP Image Awards is returning to TV One live on February 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Now's your chance to vote for your choice as Entertainer of the Year. This year's nominees are Beyonce, Chris Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Key & Peele, Shonda Rhimes, Taraji P. Henson, and Viola Davis. Cast your vote for the 46th NAACP Image Awards Entertainer of the Year when you log on to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, after the show, stay tuned for a new, smart, funny sitcom called Born Again Virgin. I actually wrote that because that's how I saw it. And Rush, you did direct it, but I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but whoever wrote it was a genius. The director wasn't bad either.
But you brought it to life, Rush.
Renata Shepherd, that's a lady out of L.A., she is like, she's on it.
I'm telling you.
It's to me, I read a lot of little sitcoms and watch. It's when you get good writing, you know, you want to be involved with that. And
the writing is
excellent.
Beautiful. She writes how we talk to our friends. I love it. I really love it. I can't wait.
Ladies talk, man.
That's how we
you.
Talk. I can't wait. And it's smart, though. It's not dumbed down like a lot of the sitcoms these days for women. Cool. Sorry. Anyway, it's right after the 46th NAACP Image Awards on February 6th. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the Rest of Our Morning Show.com.